On this last day of 2011, the church always gives us this reading of the beginning of the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And that's a beautiful reading to end the old year and begin the new tomorrow. The church also gives us a feast day of a saint, Pope Sylvester I. Saint Sylvester was, what's unique about him is that he was the first non-martyred person ever to be declared a saint by the church. As some of you may know, that the first 33 popes were all martyred for their faith. Every pope from St. Peter up until the pope right before Sylvester was martyred for their faith. So he was the first pope after Constantine when Christianity became legal, and when he died, he was declared a saint, even though he had not died a martyr's death. So let's take a look for a moment, a little bit back in history, at what was going on at the time of Pope Sylvester. Well, of course, you had the end of the persecution under Diocletian, one of the most bitter persecutions of the church. And then you had Constantine come on the scene, the Roman emperor that was convinced that his great victory at the Milvian Bridge was because of the Lord's intercession, that he had this vision, this dream, that in this sign he would conquer, and this, it was the sign of the cross. And so he, in gratitude, issued the Edict of Milan in the year 313, which legalized Christianity. Up until that point, it was illegal to be a Christian and a follower of Christ. So he made Christianity legal, and Pope Sylvester was the first pope elected after the Peace of Constantine. So it was an interesting time in the church because you had Constantine, who was obviously a Christian a leader, even though he put off his baptism in case he wanted to put it off as long as he could. He wanted to get baptized just before he died, which he got lucky. He did get baptized before he died. He didn't get run over by a chariot. That's the only problem of putting off your baptism too long, is that you might die beforehand. But he did get baptized by Pope Sylvester, they say, in the Lateran Church, which will become the great Lateran Basilica. And so he did become the emperor who allowed Christianity to flourish. And really working with Pope Sylvester, many churches began to be built in Rome, so the building program began, the construction of churches, basilicas, shrines of the martyrs, and Rome would be heading in the direction of becoming a truly Christian city. So again, it was the working of Constantine the Emperor and then Pope Sylvester. There were also challenges that Pope Sylvester had to deal with, primarily the Arian heresy, the heresy that denied the divinity of Christ. And so the Council of Nicaea was called, and Pope Sylvester sent delegates to attend that great council, which upheld the divinity of Christ and helped to crush this Arian heresy. Another heresy popped up in Africa, the Donatist schism, and Sylvester helped to fight that as well. So he was pope from the year 314 to 335, and when he died, he was buried along the Via Salaria, and his relics are today in the Church of St. Sylvester in Rome. And so we pray today, St. Sylvester, pray for us.